Mr. Donald J. Gowan requests authorization to construct a 60-foot-long by 12-foot-wide by 6-inch-thick concrete private boat ramp, which will extend 50 feet channelward of mean low water adjacent to his property situated along the cove of Murphy's Mill Creek, a tributary to White Point Creek in Westmoreland County. Now we've shifted up to Westmoreland County, Newport News, Richmond, and we're a little bit to the north. Here is Potomac River, the northwest Yocomico River, White Point Creek, and this small unnamed cove here. That I believe, is Murphy's Mill Creek. There is the project site. I used the star just like I did in the other presentation. What you'll see that dominates the view here is the White Point Marina, which is on the opposite shore. The project is located approximately a mile and a half northeast of the village of Kinsale, near the mouth of the Murphy's Mill Creek that I just mentioned. The applicant's property is described as lots 8 and 9 in the Murphy's Point subdivision that you see in yellow here. The protestant, Mr. Pate, is downstream, and he's the next lot over. I believe that's lot number 7. The applicant initially sought authorization to construct a 60-foot-long by 12-foot-wide boat ramp in conjunction with a private pier that would achieve a depth of minus 4.1 feet. Unfortunately, the project was protested by Mr. Jones' downstream neighbor, Mr. Michael Pate. In his letter dated October 21st, 2013, Mr. Pate expressed his concern that the ramp located only 40 feet from their shared property line will act as a dam and block the natural flow of tidal waters in the creek. Mr. Pate feels the ramp will also cause an increase in siltation of his riparian area and that the use of the boat ramp will accelerate erosion and potentially impact his adjacent property. In a follow-up letter that you have in your packet attached, dated February 19th, Mr. Pate reiterates his issues concerning the positioning of the boat ramp and also mentions that he has purchased a 43-foot sailboat and is concerned that the construction of the boat ramp will interfere with his use and enjoyment of the sailboat. Staff questioned the need to extend the boat ramp to reach a mean low water depth of 4.1 feet, and on February 10th of this year, we received a revised drawing shortening the ramp by 10 feet. And here's the revised drawing. Now, let me step a little bit closer, but here you'll notice that Mr. Gowan owns both lots 8 and 9, and that Mr. Pate's property is a little bit to the left. The revised drawings would shorten this pier length from reduce additional 10 feet. So what we did is we asked them, look, can you shorten it up? 4.1 feet, we think that you can make it shorter. You could reduce the impacts, because one of the important things that we feel is our need here is to reduce the impacts over state-owned submerged lands to the greatest extent possible. So we said, try and do what you can to shorten it up. They came back they took 10 feet off of it and said they can go to 3.4 feet. I noted a few moments ago that White Point Marina, that's a public marina. Unfortunately, it doesn't have a boat ramp there. It just has a marine railway. So there's no way for the applicants to launch a boat from that adjacent marina in spite of its size. Mr. Pate was not present at the Westmoreland County Wetland Board hearing on November 18th when the project was considered. It was approved by a unanimous vote. No other state agency has had any issue with the project. Let me take a look at that, have you look a little bit closer at the revised drawings. You'll see here that this was the original, the length, it was originally 60 feet, dropped it back to 10 feet. So now what they're proposing is a 50-foot-long private concrete boat ramp that's 12 feet wide. It will achieve a depth in the next picture here. You'll see that it'll be a mean low water depth of minus 3.4. As my summary recommendation explains, while staff is sensitive to the issues raised by the adjacent property owner, we believe the construction of a private boat ramp will not result in any additional direct impact to Mr. Pate's property or associated area. Staff also believes that a private boat ramp located 10 miles from the nearest public boat ramp, I believe that's on Bowden Creek, is a reasonable use of state-owned submerged lands. However, we believe the direct impacts to state-owned submerged lands can be further reduced by limiting the length of the ramp to that which is necessary to achieve a depth of minus 3 feet at mean low water. This would give the applicant a clearance of at least 15 inches beneath his keel at mean low water. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by the individuals in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205, subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with a condition limiting the length of the ramp to that which is necessary to reach a maximum depth of minus 3 feet at mean low water. Before I finish here, I would like to show you that another establishing drawing of a photograph, and there is the project site. That's all I have.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Matt.
Yes, sir.
So the public hearing, is the applicant present or represented? Long time no see. Sir, we need to swear you in here. You swear the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Donald Gowen.
Mr. Gowen. You've heard the staff presentation here. Do you have something to add?
Just a couple things.
Your name just for the record?
Donald Gowen.
No, your first sound. Sorry.
Correct.
This is a different case.
We need to give your name for
it. Bayshore Design Agent. Just wanted to go over a few things on the drawings. As Jeffrey stated earlier, lots 8 and 9, and we sized the ramp here on this side of the property of lot 8. It's an actual natural way down to the water. It's already a graded slope. Land disturbance as far as trying to create an access point to the boat ramp. So that's why we chose this location for the ramp versus say there is a swale area in the center of the two lots 8 and 9, but this is very heavily vegetated with wetlands. So that's why we didn't site the launch over here. We have it favoring 45 feet from this common property line between the protesting. The proposed ramp, 50 feet from the low water mark, is going to be tucked behind this curve along the shoreline. We're about 10 feet landward of the outer point of this curve at low tide. So I don't think this ramp is going to have any impact as far as any silting of the adjacent property or reduction in water depth. We're tucked up behind that point, and this boat ramp is not going to be filled at a point where it's going to dam up or silt anything on either side of it. It's going to be pretty much with the grade at the bottom there. Again, this is going to be for Mr. Gowen's personal use. He intends to build his home there. There's
any questions from the commission? Thank you very much. So the public hearing, does anybody wish to testify either in support or in opposition to this project? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
I've moved to approve with the change in the length from 60 to 50 feet, which I believe is the new design, based on staff's recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Plumley, second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor, yes, Ms. Watkinson.
Sorry to clarify. 50 feet is what they proposed, which is a tad further out than 3 foot depth at the end of the ramp, which we suggested limiting it to 3 foot depth. So our recommendation would pull it back a bit more.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, I would. My motion is to go with staff's recommendation to the depth recommended.
I guess that would be an amended motion here. Would that be a second on the amended motion?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Haynes. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Chair votes aye as well. It's unanimous.